From the newest developments in realty and construction to the hottest trends in design lifestyle,
we bring you the top thought leaders, most trusted brands, and the most exciting projects in the industry
to guide you in acquiring, building, and living in your home, wherever it may be.
I'm Jules Cruz.
I'm John Aguilar.
And I'm Isa Litton. Come home to Realty TV Podcast.
Greetings from all our listeners from the Philippines, Asia, and beyond. Today, we dive deep into the world of real estate and home improvement. We are going to talk about Wilcon Depot as a one-stop shop store that provides everything and anything you need to build your dream home. Joining me today is none other than the Iron Lady of the construction industry and the woman behind the success of the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplier, Wilcon Depot. The Senior Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Wilcon Depot, Ms. Rose Marie Bosch Ong. Hello, Rose.
Hi, John. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. You know, this is my first time in your office.
Really?
Yeah, it's my first time. So we've worked together. Our show, yeah. Philippine Realty TV, has worked with you for so many years. We've shot so many segments in here. In
mostly
we're
in the stores, right?
Mostly the stores. We're here in Wilcon, Libis. Mm-hmm. But here in your office, this is the first time I've been here.
My bad, I've never invited you.
Or maybe they filmed segments here before,
yeah,
but I wasn't.
But
I
you
wasn't,
were not around.
I was
probably.
Not around.
Yeah.
But you know, Rose, we've worked together for so many years.
Yes, we have a very long history.
Very, very long history.
Yeah.
I've built numerous homes
yes,
on our show.
I remember the very first home that you built with architect Buen Salido, right?
Yes, yeah. Correct. Yeah. And, you know, through the years, we've always done business with Wilcon. And it's inevitable, right?
And we're it's not just about, you know, it goes beyond. It's very collaborative and We've remained friends for
exactly.
so long, right?
Exactly.
Beyond the business aspect, yeah.
Beyond the business. We'll get to that. I'll get a little bit into that. But, you know, this conversation that we're going to have, I don't really want to delve too much into the business or like what Wilcon offers and all that because I really want to find out on the business side, like how you were able to grow Wilcon to what it is. Right, because I know there are a lot of entrepreneurs out there who look at Wilcon as just this behemoth. I can't even begin to imagine how big you are now. I have an idea, but to start small, I want for you to take us back to the time when Mr. William Bello first built Wilcon and how you came into the picture. Like, what was he doing already that time? And how small was Wilcon? And then when he asked you to join, what was that like, the first meeting?
Well, going back, you know, that was very long time ago, you know. So when I came in at Wilcon, I think if I remember, we only have like two stores. The one in, you know, Quezon Avenue, that was the very first store of Wilcon. And then there's another one somewhere, you know, Ortigas, but it's a small store. So we started small, just like any art, you know. During that time, when you talk about hardware, it's very small. It's topsy-turvy.
Right.
It was only in the 80s, you know, when this concept of big box offering convenience came in, right? So we evolved through time, I would say. At that time, Wilcon was, you know, we offer very limited products, but we're already in the hardline, you know, category, I would say.
When you say hardline, what does that mean?
It's more like construction, more of, you know, finishing lines that are not, you know, when you say hard, it's more like the, not really the foundation, but at the start of the finishing stage.
Oh, okay.
You talk about hardware, you talk about, you know, tiles, sanitary wares, all this, no? So at that time, we pretty have much, you know, mix already of these products. But of course, very limited in terms of, let's say, selections, no? But we pretty much, very much defined with our, you know, with our business, no? Like, we know what the market needs at that time. Because, you know, during that time, you can only find a very few suppliers, right?
When you say that time, what
that
year was
this? In the 80s. I came in the 80s,
all right?
So for any home builder or any, you know, anybody who's building or renovating a space, especially in the middle high end segment of the market, you will have to go abroad. You will have to go to Hong Kong, let's say to Singapore, to look for materials to complete your homes, right? So not everything is accessible. You only have a few selections, you know, that you can. But if you're really looking for very aspirational designs, or you know, you wanted a more, I would say, like when you're building, you want the best right. quality, you want the latest, you want the most trendy items, especially for finishing. No, but that time you cannot find it here yet, so you have to go abroad. So I think that really prompts us. I mean, that triggers us to really look for products that the market needs and wants. So we started, you know, sourcing. We started looking for suppliers that, you know, where wherein we can offer all these products that the market needs. So that's how we evolve as, you know, as a trader. And at the same time, because of our exposure abroad, we see, you know, how they, the business practices they have, no? So we try to apply it here in the Philippines, because first and foremost, it's going back to our mission and vision of providing every Filipino the materials that they need in helping them improve, renovate, and build their homes in a comfortable and sustainable way.
Yeah, you know, Rose, my parents built our family home in the 80s. So I think it was around 82, maybe they finished 83. And I have very vague memories of going with my parents to this place where we would shop for the bathroom fixtures, the toilet. And I think that time, the color, it was even maroon, right?
Yeah, that time, it's more maximalist. You call it maximalist,
right.
No? Very, you know, bold, colorful.
Yes.
It was only in the 90s, 20s, you know, that the design concept was changed to minimalist.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, more contemporary looking, more, you know, more clean, yeah.
Right. And I think it's a kind of aesthetic that, you know, the generally the population right now is looking for, right?
Yeah.
But way back in the 80s, we didn't have the Wilcons yet, right?
Wilcon was established in 1977.
Right, but not to the scale.
Not probably
like this.
Were not the top of mind at that time.
Right.
You know, because there are other suppliers probably that are, you know, dominating the market. Because when I came in, as I mentioned, 84, only two stores, right?
Yeah.
So we evolved through time. We evolved with the market, right?
And if I may, the parallelism of, let's say, what Henry C. did with SM North EDSA, to me, that was the first really like humongous mall, and it made a dent in the skyline, right? That was like, you know, that this was a super mall, right? SM North EDSA, I remember as a kid seeing that was like something out of this world.
Yes.
What was that? What was the SM North EDSA for you with Wilcon that once you built it, that was like, hey, this is something else. This is not your typical hardware or construction supply store?
Well, we've gone through several milestones, I would say. Okay, 1984, we were two stores. I think the SM North EDSA at that time was when we built the very first company-owned, standalone store in EDSA Muñoz.
Okay. And how big was that?
It's not as, you know, humongous and as big as SM, but of course, three times or even more than the size of our two stores, right? And then that was the start of it.
Okay.
And then, you know, we started, you know, serving, trying to locate to every market, no? So we saturated first Metro Manila. Because at that time, we're not just retail, we're also doing a distribution.
Okay.
So because we're a brand builder, we build so many brands, no? Aside from the exclusive brands that we carry, our founder was really very good in sourcing for, you know, products that the market needs, no? So we also start, I think it was at that store also when we started, you know, building our own private label brands.
Okay.
Because it's been the in thing that time, right?
Mm.
Aside from the national brands that are available in the market, I think many of the entrepreneurs, you know, ventured into developing their own OEM private label brands.
Correct.
To offer alternative products to the market, because, you know, national brands are known to be expensive or to be pricey, I would say, no? So in order for us to give an option to the market, So we developed a lot of these private label brands, and that's when we started distributing it all over the Philippines. And the retail part was concentrated basically in Metro Manila.
I remember a story once, I'm not sure if it was you who told it to me, but Mr. William Bello, very hands-on, I hear.
Yes.
I'm not sure up until now, but up until fairly recently, I knew that he was still very much involved in the selection
of the sites.
Pretty much, I hate to, I don't know if it's a compliment or, but the comparison between him and Henry C, because I know that Mr. Henry C, up until a certain point in his life, was also still the one hands-on selecting the shoes and
yeah.
You know, on the floor and very active.
For Mr. Bello, I think the parallelism would be he's very hands-on in tiles.
Okay. In tiles?
Yes.
Okay.
You know that, you know, tiles is our core product.
Yes.
It accounts to a big bulk of our production, I mean sales production. So up until now, he's really very hands-on on tiles. I would say he would be the father of tiles in the Philippines.
Yeah. So up until now,
he
personally selects?
Yes, and yeah, he's still very much active choosing, very critical on the, you know, the choices that we make. No, not only on tiles, but basically he loves, you know, I guess he has the eye for, you know, for what would sell in the market.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to understand, obviously, he's a hardworking man.
Yeah.
He built a team that I guess would be the right people doing the right job.
Yeah.
You've accumulated all of this experience through the years. But how do you grow from two stores to now you have 86 stores around the country in a span of, I believe, 45 years?
Yes.
So for someone who is aspiring to build their business, whether it's in retail or whether it's in some other industry, what would you feel would be something that a person has to have to be able to grow something that big within a span of a generation?
Well, I think very basic is you have to have a vision. And then from that vision, you have to you know, set up your mission statement. From the mission statement, that's when you started, you know, doing SMART goals, right? It can be, you know, I would say it can be a dream at first.
Okay.
No, right. So you're it's more like your mission. What's your vision? The vision is to be accessible to the market. The mission statement is that to help every Filipino build, improve, and renovate their homes in a comfortable and sustainable way. And it's all in, you know, in that statement, all of that. You provide, you know, the passion to provide the products, to provide service, because you want them to have comfortable life, right? And sustainable. So it really translates not just in the business, but basically in the market that you serve.
Has that mission, vision evolved through the years? Or was it always at the core?
It's been always at the core.
Okay.
And then alongside with it are, you know, we try to connect the values of the company. Because first and foremost, you know, aside from the resources that you have, like the products that you have and the store locations that you have, you need people who would execute your mission and vision, who would serve your customers. So it's more like, you know, inculcating all these values. Values of teamwork, values of hard work, values of integrity, customer excellence, customer experience, and all of this. And through time, it also evolved. Like, for example, teamwork, we now call it collaboration, right? So when you could talk about, let's say, loyalty, right? Loyalty is really deeply rooted in our very core,
right,
in our business. No, it's not just about being, you know, getting the loyalty of your customers. Mm. It's more like, you know, giving them the loyalty as well. How can you expect your customer to be loyal to you if you're not loyal to them? So it's all connected to integrity, excellence in service. So loyalty means you want to take care of the people that you serve, right?
Right.
Because you don't want to lose them.
Right. Speaking of loyalty, I attended your, thank you for the invitation, your big anniversary celebration.
Yes.
Where was this again? This was in...
Okada.
In Okada, Manila.
Your favorite place.
Yes. They take very good
the
care of us.
The home of Final Pitch,
the home
right?
of Final
for two
Pitch.
Years already.
Correct.
Yes.
And we had you as one of our investor judges for two seasons already.
Yeah.
But, you know, during that that celebration, what really struck me was I wasn't able to stay up until the end of the program, but I do know that there are a lot of people who have been there literally right from the start.
Yes.
Over 40 years, loyalty, awards given. Mm-hmm. It's just so amazing how you can retain the talent, the loyalty for that long. And I'm sure these people have risen from the ranks. And
yes, that's been the policy of the company. Mm-hmm. Majority, I would say, of all our managers, they all rose from the ranks. We call them fresh from the farm, from college. We train them, we develop them, we nurture them. You know, we train them well, really, to you know, to provide the best, excellent service that we always, you know, we always tell our people. You know,
right. Very, very interesting. I want to get now to. So obviously, I'm fanboying the growth of the company, right? Because you know, being an entrepreneur, it's not too often that you get to interact with and share stories with people who've actually built things that affect Filipinos in their daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be able to get a sense of, so we know the mission, we know what you're about, but like on a daily basis, what does it take to grow a business to this scale? I know that the right pieces have to be put together, but maybe let's talk about, for example, so we knew that you grew to a certain size and then you decided to IPO. So what are the things that you feel led you to this exponential growth that you've had the past couple of years? Because I know that, you know, you've always wanted to grow, but to actually make it happen, what were the key ingredients that allowed for you to do this?
Well, I think looking at the bigger picture, you think of the many thousand employees that you have, the many families that are dependent on the company as well. And of course, the many thousand customers that you serve and the many thousand people that you make happy. Because when you talk about Wilcon, it's all about building big ideas. And the big idea is that every Filipino aspires to have beautiful homes. It's every Filipino's dream, right? So we're part of building that dream. So it's not just the business of, you know, providing products and services and solutions, but basically it's about the connection that you were able to help people build their homes again, I would say, in a comfortable and sustainable way.
Right. Well, obviously your business is right up there with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, aside from food,
shelter is very basic.
It's very basic. You're in the right business at the right time when no one was dominating, at a time when you know, people were starting to build. The Philippine skyline now is so much different from what it was in the 80s. You were part of that growth.
Yes, and you know, the connection starts from the time that they conceptualize the idea of, you know, building their homes up to the very end of the process. That's why, you know, it's more relational. It's not just about selling and buying. It's not transactional. Mm. It's really more relational. Mm. And I would proudly say that many of our customers, you know, they've been with us. They stuck with us through time.
Through the years. Yes.
Yeah, through the years. If you remember that Wilcon story about this father and son architect.
Are these the Peñas?
The Peñas, right?
They built
one of your houses,
right? Yes, so
one of
Paul.
Your many houses. I know you love building, no? So anyway, that's one of the Wilcon stories.
Right, okay.
And then we have this father and son, the couple, Yoli and Molly Reyes.
Okay.
They're the very first customer of Wilcon.
Wow.
I think it was even Mr. Bello who served them, right? Up until now, they're still, you know, with Wilcon. So multi-generational already, you know. So imagine 46 years in the business.
Correct.
So
46 years. It's about relationships. It's about
About service.
Right.
It's about service, and of course, you have to think that it's not an easy road, right? You really have to have perseverance and hard work, because you're building. You know, it comes from it's not just a dream, but basically hard-earned money that you have to put in, right? So you have to help these people, you know, build their homes into pieces, right? It's like, you know, like, you know, building a Lego.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, building houses is really something, you know.
Yeah. You know, as a home builder myself, whether it's a project that we built on our show or whether it's our own home, I appreciate so much the fact that, you know, you go to Wilcon, I know that the products are carefully curated.
Curated,
right?
And carefully chosen, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Plus you have, I think that a critical point there is that you have people who actually help you, right?
Yes.
I
mean, we call them customer experts. Right.
I think I'm a little bit spoiled in that way when I go to a Wilcon, because I know that, you know, I can go to someone, most likely the person would know something about a problem that I would have. Now you have so many people, right?
Yeah.
You have so many people, as in you go to a Wilcon, you turn a corner, there's someone there.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate the kind of business that you have that employs all these
people.
Yeah,
that's a value-added service that we give to our customers, right? To help them, you know, through, you know, from start to finish, to guide them and help them, you know.
And recently we were able to, when we built our latest projects, our smart home, which we also did with you, you know, because we couldn't decide, right, like what tile to do, and even the calculation of the number and all that. So I think the convenience is also something that I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think beyond that, it's also the fact that, you know, I wouldn't even know right now how to build a home with the ease by which I can do it if not for a Wilcon. Because, you know, just thinking about going to a one place for tiles, going for another for bathroom fixtures,
because
going through all
early,
of that.
As I was saying, no, we're a one-stop shop destination. You don't need to go from one store to another one place to another place. Everything that you need to put up that home or that space, it's all at Wilcon.
Right.
I mean, from that's why I said from start to finish, from the hard lines to the soft lines, until appliances. We even sell appliances now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and appliances, furniture, right?
Furniture. Yeah.
It's all there. It's
yes.
Ano nga eh, when I shop, when I go here with Monica, my wife, you know, I call it my happy place, because it's like I'm in a candy store, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's our business at the same time. It's something, you know, it's our hobby, eh? You know, we like
happy because, you know, it doesn't give you, because it's really very stressful when you build.
Yeah. For sure.
Because you have to mix and match, you have to coordinate.
Exactly.
You have to know the sizes, you have to fit in, you know, the areas, and of course you have to understand the function of each product.
Yeah.
So it's really very complicated, but at Wilcon we make it easy for you.
Right.
So it's really more providing convenience.
Yeah. And you know what they say, right? The Mm-mm. true test of a marriage is if you can get through building a house together.
And you built so many, so you've gone through, you know, you've gone through so many challenges, right?
No, but to be honest, sometimes we just need someone's opinion, right?
Yeah.
So someone to break the vote, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes that's what we do, you know. We go to, if it's lighting, so
that's
we have an issue.
That's why we help you brew those ideas, and then we help you, you know, execute them as well, right?
Right.
Yeah, and so, turn them into reality.
So yeah, so that I really appreciate.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we'll have many more
Many more houses to build. Yeah,
For sure.
Definitely.
Definitely. But you know, I want to go back to the practicalities of, you know. So this episode is about, you know, variety. It's about being a one-stop shop. For those probably who do not know or are not aware of how you make it easy for people. So we mentioned, I mentioned earlier the tiles, right? You can actually create something.
So
like
we
that.
Have a tile gallery.
All right.
Okay. I guess I mentioned also that I think in terms of tiles, we our core really is tiles.
Yes.
So we have the widest selection.
Whose idea was that?
Well, it's a collaboration at the same time, of course, with the guidance of our founder, Mr. Bello, because I've mentioned he's the father of tiles, no? So when you say we have a wide selection of tiles, so we cater from high-end to middle to economy lines, right? Like just like your house. Of course, the high end would be the master's bathroom and the powder room.
Right.
And of course, the more practical midlines would be the children's.
Right, right.
And then the economical lines would be the service areas,
yes.
Right? So we have the widest selection. So we have, you know, our sourcing is really very expansive. We source from Italy, from Spain. This is where you find the best styles, mm-hmm. right? And then from Asia, of course, China, Vietnam, and different Asian, and of course, we carry also the local tiles. No? So we have the tile gallery. So there you can draw inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can mix and match colors, you can mix and match sizes and designs, depending on how you want your space to look like, right? So we have the tile mm-hmm. gallery. So if you're looking for tiles, if you want to draw inspiration, for any space in the house that you want to, you know, tile it, no. So you can just visit the tile gallery and draw inspiration from there. And then aside from that, we have the sanitary ware section. We also have a wide selection of brands, you know, again from high end, from US, from Germany. We have Kohler, we have Grohe, all these different brands that we have, and of course our house brands, no. We have Posy, we have Birka, and all this, no. So we have very nice, you know, presentation also. In fact, in some of our showrooms, like the gallery that we have, it can be functional also. You can try the water, you can test the water, the flow of water, and all this. And aside from that, we also have, you know, vignettes of our home living section, where you can find, you know, different furnitures, and of course, different applications of all these furnitures, whether you're decorating your bedroom, whether you're decorating your kitchen or your living room, no. So all of these, and of course the products, the it's easy to navigate because it's organized according to usage, according to brand, according to zoning, no. So all these different amenities that we offer, and if you're looking for, you know, tile cutting services, we offer that also. And then of course it's very comfortable to navigate the store, to go around the store because it's well, air conditioned. I mean,
right.
It's very cool. You
oh,
know?
Very, yes.
Yeah.
Very, very convenient.
And
yeah.
Very, you know, and even the bathroom, if you visit our bathroom,
it's compare a showcase.
It. Yeah, it's a showcase. You can compare it to a 5-star hotel,
right?
Going to a 5-star hotel. So all these different amenities, aside from, you know, the customer experts that will guide you throughout the process. I'm sure you've experienced that, you
yes.
know. They're very knowledgeable. They will provide you all the information. Aside from looking at the different labels, looking at the different literature, if you're very independent in how you want to, you know, make a decision on which product to choose, we have this customer experts that will guide you as
right.
well.
Yeah. I know that in one of our episodes, we featured different vignettes, right?
Yes.
Inspired by different trends.
Yes.
I want to know how important is going to, and I see you because we're Facebook friends also, so I'm very
yeah.
updated with your trips, whether it's for business or for pleasure. But what really piques my interest would be the international conferences that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
So how important would going to international conferences, design shows,
mm-hmm.
how important would you say that is to building this brand, this Wilcon brand?
Well, it's like opening the world to the Philippines, right?
Right.
I mean, although, you know, right now it's very easy, it's very convenient because the world is, you know, one
click
just
away.
Click
right.
away, one
right.
click away, right?
Mm.
But it's different if you experience mm. it and then you share it, you know, and you apply it here in the Philippines. So it's like, you know, aside from bringing the world, I mean, bringing in the what's out there, you know,
right.
because
the latest trends, technology.
You know, yeah, especially technology, the best
right.
practices that mm. they. Because we, you know, Philippines is already world class.
Yes.
That can be, you know, there's no question to
right.
that. No, but of course we want it really more at par with international mm. standards, really.
Yeah, and you know, with these, because I also go to, you know, conferences.
Yes.
Trade shows. There was one. There were two times when we went to the Green Building Conference in the U.S.
Yeah.
So when I saw there what they had in terms of, you know, the green building materials, and I compared with what we have here in the Philippines, we're not too far off.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
We're,
yeah.
we're it's not like, you know, we're like 10 years behind. No, because a lot of what is on trend in other countries,
We bring it here. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We already have it here.
We try to make it really accessible to the market. I mean, like what I mentioned, people doesn't need to go out.
Right.
I mean, this doesn't need to, like before, I remember you have to do like a balikbayan box or a container load of all these different products that you buy from the US and bring it here, right? So now it's really very, you know, you have options, you have choices. So it's very convenient for any customer to build and improve their homes.
Right. That's why when you go to any five-star hotel here in the Philippines
or
some of the really
like
nice
your
homes.
Suite room in Okada, right? The
right.
450 square meter bedroom.
Oh, you know, I have to share this.
You
know, so you've seen this, right? So I posted this
maybe 10 minute
video of our room in Okada. So just for the sake of those who are listening and viewing this. So we had just shot the season finale of the Final Pitch season 9. Unfortunately, you weren't able to join us there, but Okada gave, so you know, I took my family along. So I was with my wife and our three children, and they gave us this 475 square meter.
So it's 470,
475 square meter villa.
Yeah.
Four bedrooms with our own gym and sauna, jacuzzi, the works.
And of course, what's nice about this, there's an entertainment, you know, like a living room with karaoke.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Did you do some singing?
I know you're
a good singer.
We did. We did for the camera.
Yeah.
But, you know, I even, in that short video, I even said, hey, I mentioned Grohe.
You forgot to mention the other products that we, you know, we supplied them. We also supplied them the water closet,
okay.
You know, the fittings.
Oh, so the smart water closet, you supplied that as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Everything there.
Yeah, so
in the bathroom.
So you open the door and the smart water closet, it opens
it will
automatically.
Open. Smart, you know, you don't need to lift a finger.
Right.
Know? And everything is sensored, right?
Okay, and you know, and I knew this because you had talked about this before, right?
Yeah.
I knew that you supplied this, but so that's an institutional client, a big institutional client. Give us an idea, like obviously you have the economies of scale, you're able to provide at a competitive price to a huge client such as Okada. What's it like having these marquee clients in your, I guess, you know, it's not a question that you will grow even bigger. But what's it like serving, in this case, the biggest integrated resort hotel in the Philippines?
It's very fulfilling, I would say. For one, it adds to your roster of first world clients, right? So aside from that, also it helps us with our scale.
Okay.
Yeah, we are able to, you know.
I can just imagine how many toilets you provided.
Yeah, imagine
for Okada.
How many showers and how many faucets. Yeah.
Right.
So, well, aside from that, it helps us, you know, meet our targets as well and perform better, you know. We're able to secure our exclusive, you know, agreement with our suppliers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
One time you told me, you know, exclusivity, that's one of the key.
Yes.
I guess it's not a trade secret. It's like it's a business strategy that you're able to secure exclusivity from a well-known brand because of the business that you can generate, guaranteed business that you can generate.
Because we keep on growing, we keep on expanding. No? So we're able to meet also whatever, you know, goals they have for the country. Because every business wants to grow, right? So we probably were able to, you know, align with their growth goals, you know.
Right. And, you know, it's not hard to argue with the numbers, right?
Yeah.
With the number of stores that you have, the experience, the management team that's involved in scaling the business. Did you ever think of a time when things were a lot simpler that, you know, those were much simpler times. Do you miss those times when, you know, you did not have the scale, but I guess you were more, I don't know, like customers perhaps you would talk to and actually know, as opposed to now there's just so many, the millions of people who go to Wilcon Depot now. How would you compare early days with what you have now?
Well, of course, those are, you know, very, I would say, sweet memories that I've experienced in the past, where we're very hands-on. we have the chance to talk to each and every customer, no? But basically now, I think looking at the bigger picture, through the, you know, we were able to transfer whatever knowledge, whatever, you know, through our systems, to our processes, no? And still maintain that level of service that we usually give before, right?
Right, right.
So I guess it's very fulfilling also in the sense that you're growing in scale. At the same time, you're able to maintain the level of service without compromising, you know, service. That's very important because aside, of course, without also compromising your commitment of providing quality products to your customers, no? Well, if you go back, yes, you miss those days. But if you look further, though, I mean, it's really more fulfilling because you're able to serve a bigger market.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And now, I guess, on a personal level, you know, I see you now, you know, you get to travel, you get to enjoy, you know, the good life now, right? Whereas I would think maybe in the 80s, you were still building the business. It was really, I would say, maybe really day in, day out, you're working,
work,
right? No time for anything beyond that. And I'm sure through the years, you've had a lot of, you've made a lot of sacrifices. Mm-hmm. But now at this point in your life, this is my observation, Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you're beginning to enjoy life more outside of, obviously you're fulfilled with your work, right? But now, you know, you're, the world is, this is so much open, more open to you.
Well,
now.
It's really more of your desire to enjoy at the same time to give back.
Right.
I think what makes it more fulfilling is that giving back part wherein you're very much involved in so many advocacies. You're very much involved in especially the industry, like for example, the retail industry.
PRA,
you know, the PropTech wherein I'm one of the founding member also. And then of course, Women Biz who advocates, you know, being the voice of women in business and all of these things, no? I would like to share this very beautiful quote about, you know, Winston Churchill when he said that you make a living from what you get, right? You make a living from what you get and you make life from what you give.
You make life from what
you give, right? So it's really more of giving back at this time. I think it's really more fulfilling. And the giving part also back is that I give back whatever, you know, I work hard so much in the past. Now I need to play hard as well, right? Yeah, wow. Giving back to me, right?
Yes, yes. And I see it. I see it, right? It is such a, you know, whenever I see your posts when you're traveling or when, I can't help but feel happy for you because I know, you know, through the years, you've had to sacrifice a lot. You've given so much to this.
Yeah, I miss some of the first of my son, right?
Yes.
The first, you know, the first time that he did his, you know, what do you call this, piano, you know, and all this, you know, many of the first, you know, that I miss, you know.
So it's like you're trying to make up.
I was able to, you know, give him more quality time, I would say. It's not really the quantity of time that we've spent, but more of the quality of time, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just really happy for everything, you know, that has happened, that is happening now. You know, good things come to those who not just wait, but have worked hard and have worked on the right things, right? That's what you've been doing. And I would think that Wilcon, looking at it as an organization, is one that has done it the right way, I would say. You know, you've given jobs opportunities to so many people.
Yeah.
You help people on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the organization, it's really made a difference, right?
Yeah.
I think more than anything, not just for the convenience, but literally shaping, you know, the skyline of the Philippines, right?
Shaping the lives of every Filipino in the way that we, you know, serve them, help them in building their dream homes, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Rose, I don't know how long this conversation has taken. I wanted to ask so many. I will probably ask you more questions in the future, maybe not in this particular podcast. But, you know, some of these questions I've always wanted to ask because I've been curious and we've never really had the chance to really.
This very, you know, intimate and long conversation, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always, you know, based on the script, based on,
right, or in passing, whenever we would shoot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've always enjoyed every shoot that we've ever done
well,
with you.
You know, likewise, I've always enjoyed, especially your Monica. I really love Monica, you know. Yeah, I love the two of you, you know. We're really, I know, it goes beyond, as I've mentioned, it goes beyond the business, no?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I mean, through the years for
the friendship?
For the friendship, for everything. Yeah. It's really been, you know, I would say, even on a professional basis, I really am grateful for what we've shared. But on a personal basis, I really appreciate also everything that we've shared.
Yeah.
When we shot in Okada for the final pitch.
Yeah.
And this is really funny because we shot there. You were already booked in Okada the night before.
Yeah.
We were going to shoot the next day. It was our daughter's birthday.
Yes, so I remember.
We were supposed to treat her for dinner. You were seated across the table. And then...
I was with my son, remember?
You were with Amos.
Yeah.
And then I remember that when we were getting our bill, the waiter said, Miss Rose already took care of the bill. I was not expecting that. So you actually treated...
You know, I hurriedly got the bill because you might order more. No, it's just a joke.
We should have ordered more. But
yeah.
Thank you for that. That was so sweet of you.
You were able to get your dessert.
That was so sweet of you. Thank you for that. You actually treated our daughter to her birthday dinner. So
actually, I don't even remember that anymore.
So such generosity and the friendship, we really appreciate.
What are we friends for, you know?
so sweet, Rose. And if Monica were here, she couldn't join me today. But she would say the same thing.
Yeah, please send my hugs and kisses to her.
I will. So I think that wraps up this conversation. Very, very, not just enlightening, but very long overdue conversation.
I hope you had fun, you know.
I did. And I think there's so much more to do in the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to seeing more of your trips because I revel in seeing all your trips. And also seeing what's in store for Wilcon for the next couple. I know that you won't slow down.
Yeah.
You're enjoying life, but
we're on track with our goal of reaching 100 stores. Actually, it's by 2025, but we might accelerate it.
Really?
Knowing Wilcon.
Wow. Yeah.
So we're now 86, so we'll probably end up 100 by mid-year of next year.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely be around for that.
Yes, definitely. You're always, you know, around during in every milestone that we have, right? Store openings, in every campaign that we do. And of course, the most important, the most recent one is the 45th year anniversary celebration.
Yeah, so looking forward to being part of more milestones. And as we also build more houses, we have a new project.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So we'll definitely be involving Wilcon. I'm sure we will be shopping. You will see us. We sometimes see each other on the
floor.
More
houses to build for you and more stores to open for us.
Yes.
Right.
So it's been a great conversation, Rose, as always.
Thank you, John. Anytime. And as always, it was nice really, you know, bonding with you. This is like bonding for us. No?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll see you. We'll see
you
around.
See you soon. Yeah.
And so that was Rose, and you know, I'm just so glad that I was able to get on this conversation with Rose, and to all of you out there who are building your homes, you know, there's so much more to Wilcon than what you see, and I'm just privileged that I get to share, you know, these moments with Rose, and also behind the scenes with the people who have built this organization to where it is today. So I'm not just a customer, I'm not just a producer of this TV show, but to have seen this grow with the people who's grown it, it's just an honor and a pleasure. So thank you so much, Rose.
Thank you, John.